Merry, merry, bright good flurry. How does your voice day go? It's easy, Clive. I'm using Clive. And it comes out white as snow.
That's Clive from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide. The wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Marine Fellow, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Liberty Bell, and it stars MGM's clown and Dave Rose and his orchestra, and here he is now, Red Skelton. Skelton, it sure is nice of you to help entertain at our Liberty Bell dedication.
Oh, yeah.
I know how busy you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm really busy. I'm busier than a horse without a tail during fly time. You know, the Boys Club of America awarded me a trophy for helping me out with their movement, mm-hmm. and I was also made the mayor of Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bet the town really turned out.
Huh? Yeah, the first thing the city fathers did was to hide the city daughters. They also made me the chief of the police department, also the fire department. Hey, this may turn out to be fun, you know.
Yes,
someday
fun.
I may get mad as mayor and burn down the city hall, go put the fire out, and then arrest myself for doing it.
There's a brilliant line in there.
Well, what else did you do this week?
Well, Barbara and Boo Roos Jr. Made me a godfather this week, too. Oh, you should have seen that boy down at that hospital. Was I nervous?
Why?
Well, you see, Boo Jr. is new at this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old hand at it, see. When my last baby was born, I was up and around 2 hours after it happened. Well, anyhow, this guy was so nervous that he ran up to the nurse and he says, "Is it a boy or a girl? Tell me, am I a father or a mother?"
Well, what are you going to do at our new Liberty Bell dedication today?
Oh, I could dance. I've been taking lessons, you know.
Dancing lessons?
Sure, I can kick the back of my head.
Well, that clears up a few things.
Where's the... I look for them, but they're never there. Would you like to see me do a high kick?
Uh-huh.
Get a load of this. Oh. Wait till the Pentagon hears about this. I have just opened a new front.
Well, gee whiz, looks like a nice crowd showed up for the unveiling of our town's new Liberty Bell.
Yeah, any of those Hollywood communists show up?
Hollywood commies?
Yeah, you know, pinks and minks.
Hello, Mr. O'Connor.
Hello.
Well, committee has been looking for you. Tell me, did you find any entertainment?
Oh, yes, yes, I did. A very clever fellow, one of the best comedians in America.
Well, it's nice of you to come.
Well.
You're a much younger man than I had pictured, Mr. Benny.
Yes. There are others. I'm Red Skelton.
Oh, well, we all have to suffer sooner or later. Of course, I am only kidding.
Oh, sure, that's all right. You can ad-lib anything you want to. I can take a kidding.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you around here, though. Hey, there's that punch-drunk prizefighter, Cauliflower McPug.
Yeah, I better say hello to him. Hiya, Cauliflower.
Oh, you know me, huh? You know me, huh? Hey, you know the old boy, a flock of them flew over there, son. Boy, what a day, what a day. Get smell that air. Get smell that air. Oh, boy. See, I have to take it in through my ears. I can't breathe through my mouth. Hey, did you see my fight on television last night? It's Big Bruiser I'm fighting, see? Oh, you ought to see him. Oh, he's pretty big for a midget, you know. I said to him, come on, boy, let's see what you got. Come on, come on. I'm trying to bring him to me. See, I said, come on, hit me, hit me. Go on, hit me.
What happened?
I don't remember.
Oh, say, they've started the celebration early. They're ringing the bell already, huh?
The bell isn't ringing yet.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Then why all those pigeons flying out of the belfry? Hey, I'll see you around. I got to get inside the auditorium. Dave Rose is dedicating a new song that he wrote just for me called Birds and Bells.
Everybody's singing the praises of Tide, for Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. The reason? Tide really does work miracles, because Tide not only gets the ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. Why, we've tested Tide against all kinds of soap, and every time we prove the same thing. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. But millions of you women prove that for yourselves, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You see those amazing Tide results in the cleaner clothes your children wear, the cleaner sheets and pillowcases on your bed. You find how gentle Tide is to your hands, too. Next wash day, wash your clothes in Tide, and you'll get the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Hey, Rod, when are they going to unveil the town's new Liberty Bell?
Well, right after Junior and his mother and grandfather present a bedtime story for adults.
Oh.
I better get backstage and see how they're coming along.
Okay.
Now, when you get out on the stage, talk loud.
You know, when I walk out on that stage, I'm going to stick me tongue out at the audience.
Oh, Junior, why do you always stick your tongue out at people?
Well?
That nice little boy next door doesn't stick his tongue out at people.
I know.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember the day when Pop was trimming the head with them long snippers?
Yes.
Well, that little kid didn't know it, see? And he stuck his tongue out at me.
What happened?
His tongue don't get around much anymore.
Now, stand up straight.
No,
I want to see how you look.
Well,
oh, straighten your tongue.
Well, look, I wouldn't mind going out in front of them people if you'd let me wear me long pants. Goodness me, these skinny legs of ours.
Oh, your legs are not so skinny.
Oh, then how come every dog in the neighborhood follows me around smacking his lip? They all say, yum, yum. Any day now, he will throw them away.
Stop talking silly.
One dog buried me 3 times.
He did?
So skinny. Won't you hit me now? You do, and I'll go out on the stage and tell everybody that you got teeth like the stars. They come out every night.
Why, Junior, that's not true.
Oh, no? Oh, well, maybe not. Oh, look, they're bringing in a tray of sandwiches.
Oh, I better get my choppers in.
Taste this, man.
Oh! Junior, you wait until I get you home. You know my teeth are perfect.
Perfect teeth. I've seen better teeth on a non-union carpenter's saw.
Well, are you ready to present your little play?
Yes, I'm ready. Is you ready, dear Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Is you ready, dear Grandpa?
Yes, son.
Yes, sir, we're ready, Mr.
Well, I'll introduce the play. I must be winning Junior over. He didn't insult me.
Oh, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, just a minute.
Yes, Junior?
Talk loud, you big fat slob, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to carry on with our dedication of our new Liberty Bell, we bring to our stage Junior, who will tell a bedtime story for adults entitled The Bell Collector.
In a junkyard, a final resting place for once useful gadgets, sat an old rusty bell. No one seemed to know why the people threw it there, or how they could ever forget its importance.
Yes, I did play an important part in the life of the villagers. Of course, I irritated the adults when I awakened them to another working day, but I was forgiven again when I rang out at noon at Angela's time and gave them a few seconds of relaxation. Then I was loved again at the close of the working day at vesper time.
Only to be scolded by us widow kids when you rang out the curfew. This old bell had rung out the sounds of victory, of many wars. It had called people to their places of worship. It had warned the people of the dangers when a storm was approaching.
That ship out there must be warned. Sound the bell!
Then came confused progress, and progress knows no sentiment.
Yes, my warning sounds were replaced by the siren. And subversive elements do not call the people together by the sound of a bell. They have to sneak into their meeting cells. If they could silence every church bell, the chimes in the clock, soon the father of all bells, the Liberty Bell, would be cast into the limbo of the junkyard.
The old bell was very sad. But one day, a smaller bell was tossed onto the junk pile. A widow dinner bell. She had been replaced by a foot buzzer. She had been quite a belle in her day at the head of the American table. Hardly a day went by that someone didn't give her a ring. And she and the old rusty bell got to talking.
I don't like to sound off, but my brother is carrying out a great traditional pride in San Francisco. He's a trolley bell on a cable car.
Market Street, everybody out and push.
And not only that, my father is at sea, a ship bell.
Soon the widow bell became unhappy too, and the old rusty bell and the little bell cried. They had figured that they were doomed to spend the rest of their days on the junk pile. But along came a widow boy who had a strange hobby of collecting bells, for their history alone would give him knowledge. And he picked up the widow bell.
My, what a lovely sound. And what does we have here? Kind of flat, yes. But to the collector, it sounds like a choir of angels. The little boys spent a week sandpapering and polishing the neglected bells until they became dazzling bright like spiritual teachings. And then he was placed in a room with thousands of other bells. Old fire bells, old train bells, yes, even a few Christmas bells. They had all lost their importance. Then one day the old bell spoke to the little bell.
Little bell, I have become very fond of you. Would you be mine? Of course, there's a slight difference in our ages. About 75 years.
Now, isn't that silly? Because bells are just like people. They only feel old if they're not wanted. But the old bell asked her to marry him, and she said... My, what a lovely wedding it was. Presents were brought by the Christmas bells, poems were recited by the jingle bells, jokes were told that fractured the other bells. Of course, they were the sleigh bells. And none of the guests were cranky or irritable. Not with the good humor bells around. Word got around about the bells. Even the collector was happy about it when this strange thing took place. The townspeople seemed to realize that they had been asleep, that to sound out liberty, you must pull a rope, not strings. So they asked the collector for the bell to hang in their steeple, and the widow bell and the old rusty bell became the proud parents of the sounds of freedom. Again, they would call children to church. Make American thinking clear. Clear as a bell. Again, they let freedom ring.
Thank you, Junior. Now to get on with the dedication of our new town Liberty Bell. There is with us a man who has faithfully seen to it that the flag that flies over our town hall was raised in the morning and taken in at sundown. So the committee felt it only fitting that the honor of bringing the new Liberty Bell should go to Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. Oh, I love the sound of my voice, see? I can always tell when I've stopped talking that way.
Oh, snappy ones tonight, ain't they, huh?
Is Mr. Cadiddlehopper here?
Well, not all here, but I'll do till I come along, yeah. too fast for him. He didn't get that at all.
Well, hiya, Clem. Congratulations.
I'm very much for it myself.
This is really a big day for you.
Yeah, I ain't been so excited since I won the blue ribbon at the Hog Show. Mm-hmm. First, I had to return it when they found out I didn't have a pedigree. Oh, I'd love to get my mitts on the hog that squealed on me.
Well, you better comb your hair.
Yeah, I better comb my hair so it'll look nice. Well, how about that? My pet rabbit didn't run away after all.
Oh, Clem, I'm so proud of you.
Well, be you. As I live and breathe. Well, I see you just come from the glue factory.
Why, that's my new perfume, yes, ma'am.
Oh, what is it? Rabbit hutch number 3? Or canal number 5?
It's called Manhunt.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that out of this world?
Smells like it's been dead a long time, yeah.
Oh, Clem, I'm so thrilled that they chose you to ring the Liberty Bell.
Oh, well.
I just got to give you a big kiss.
And hand me one. Oh, please, could I have my bubble gum back? did it. Now I've got to get my lips re-threaded. You kiss like a vacuum cleaner, you know.
All right, man.
Spring cleaning.
It's time to ring the Liberty Bell.
Okay, okay.
Grab hold of the rope.
Grab hold of the rope.
Oh, but slam!
Oh.
Put me down.
I'm sorry. I thought that rope was a little hefty. Well, I'm all set.
Hold it a minute, Clem.
Oh?
I want to get a picture of you and Daisy June for the society page of the seed catalog.
Oh, well, we do look seedy, don't we? Yeah.
Now, let's make it a real romantic picture. Put your arm around Daisy June and put your heads together.
What do you mean? I was born with my heads together.
Isn't this romantic, Clem? You and me having our picture took in a lovey-dovey pose.
Well, let's not get sickening about it. It could always be replaced with a commercial, you know. You do things like that in public, it just makes my heart as heavy as a bucket of hog liver. Don't smile. You're getting over on my side of the camera.
All right, I've got the picture.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Clem.
Well, let's get on with the ceremony.
Ceremony, I thought that word was creamy.
Come on now, Clem.
Okay.
Yank on the rope and ring the Liberty Bell in the steeple.
Okay, here she goes. Well, the bell didn't ring.
That's strange. Try it again. Pull on the rope real hard.
Okay. Oh, it's these tight pants I'm wearing. Is it? Tell my mom not to take them underwear out of salt bags, but... How about that? A pull rope, nothing happened. Well, look, the rope just fell from the steeple. There's no bell on it.
Hey, the Liberty Bell's gone.
Somebody stole it.
Yes, it's like Junior said. Some subversive forces who want to silence the bell and what it stands for.
How about that, Rod?
Yeah, look, Skelton, we better find the one who stole that Liberty Bell.
Now, let's not just stumble around in the dark. Let's let Dave Rosny's orders to play begin the beginning. It'll give us a chance to think about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I certainly hate to wash dishes. That's greasy water.
Ooh. Then you're going to really love Tide, because there's no greasy water when you use Tide in your dishpan. You see, Tide cuts grease like magic and seems to make the grease disappear completely. The water stays so clean and fresh, it's a treat to your hands. And Tide's kind to your hands, too.
Yes, but what about all the time dishwashing takes? I hate that part, too.
Then you're gonna love Tide for the time it saves you. You see, Tide lets you wash dishes without wiping. Rinse them, let them drain dry, and lady, they're clean. Actually cleaner than any soap will get them. They dry sparkling, with no soap film to cloud or streak them.
You know, I believe I could love Tide.
Yes, and you will, lady. So try Tide soon. Find out how Tide makes dishwashing easier, quicker, and pleasanter. Remember,
if you hate to wash dishes, then you're gonna love Tide.
Hey, Rod, the people are getting kind of restless, you know. Uh-huh, we better find out who took that Liberty Bell, and we better get it back.
Yes. Let's take a look up in the town hall steeple and see if we can find any clues.
All right, that's a good idea. We'll go up to the steeple. No, it's sure it's a small steeple, isn't it?
Well, let's see now. The Liberty Bell used to be inside this next room here.
Yeah.
Well, look, there it is.
Yeah, but look who's curled up asleep next to it.
Willie Lump Lump. I'll go wake him up. Hey, Willie, wake up, wake up.
Look, Sergeant, go away and let me alone, will you? Old generals just fade away, but old captains run and hide.
Willie, what are you doing up here?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Come on, now, why are you asleep up here in the belfry?
Well, if you must know, I'm up here in the belfry because last night I went out on a bat. This is where we landed. Now, if you want to know something, there's one thing I can't stand is a Budinsky. And if I ever saw a Budinsky, you are a Budinsky. You are a Budinsky as Budinskys go, and I wish you would.
Well, Willie, why didn't you go home last night?
I can't go home. I can't sleep at home. My wife's mouth is on a 24-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
When she's awake, she's always talking. When she's asleep, she talks. When I'm not at home, she's telephoning me. So I crawl up here to get some rest. And did you know what happened? All night long, carrier pigeons have been bringing me messages.
Well, I just discovered why the Liberty Bell didn't ring. The rope's been cut.
I know. I cut it so nobody would ring it while I was taking a little snooze. You know, I got to get some sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be awake so I can hold my position.
What position?
Number one boy in the unemployment compensation line.
Well, how could you do a thing like cutting the rope that rings the Liberty Bell? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Is that the town's new Liberty Bell?
Yes,
I didn't know that. You know, I'll bet a lot of people have been cutting ropes on that Liberty Bell without realizing that we're doing it. You know, I think I'm going to step out there and apologize to the folks.
Willie, don't go out that door. It leads to the roof.
Willie!
Willie, are you all right?
Yeah, but watch that curb. It's pretty steep, boy.
All right, folks. Now that the Liberty Bell's fixed up again, Clem Kiddlehopper will now pull the rope and ring it for us. Well, go ahead, Clem. Let her ring.
Can you imagine that, Red? Willie nearly wrecked our ceremony by cutting the rope on the Liberty Bell just so he could fall asleep.
Well, you know, Willie isn't the only one at fault. We're all to blame. And if all of us free, loving American people don't pay more attention to what the Liberty Bell stands for, the day may come when another bell will toll the death of our way of life. Too many of us are Willie Lump Lumps. We've been asleep too long. God give us the strength to wake up before it's too late, before there's no Liberty Bell left to ring.
Now,
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E Tide.
This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.